Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
We know Jalen Moore has been playing left tackle for this football team for multiple weeks. He's going to play left tackle on Sunday.
For the foreseeable future,
yeah,
honestly.
Nobody expects Josh Simmons back before the bye week. The question is how soon after the bye week. I want to start actually with that because it'll help us with the conversation about Jalen Moore as a starter and how long. And that is, when could Josh Simmons even be back with the team? We had Nate Taylor on yesterday. He had some reporting over the weekend suggesting that, you know, there's a lot better communication. Maybe. It could be a couple weeks. Then Albert Breer had this late last night. He wrote a piece about a bunch of other stuff. It's just one snippet. I'll read you it. It said, "What I know is that the issue first arose just before the Jags game. Simmons ended up playing in that matchup, then left right before the Lions game. The cited family aspect of his absence is real, and that was a part of the background that teams had to work through when he was coming out of college. Here's the other detail that's important." This is all from Albert Breer. "If the Chiefs felt this was going to be an absence of more than a month, they would have placed him on the non-football injury list. So the timeline as they worked with Simmons, and they've been in constant communication with him as of late, has been more week to week than long term. Getting Simmons back, another reason to believe the Chiefs are only going to get better even over the months to come." That's from Albert Breer. Some of that information we already kind of knew.
So some of this is like a cultural thing, perhaps, or maybe?
The sentence that's interesting is, "The cited family aspect of his absence is real. That was a part of the background that teams had to work through."
Was that another part of why he fell to where he fell? I thought the injury was the main reason. Albert Breer is certainly suggesting that that was another thing that teams were culling through in making a determination about where Josh Simmons should be drafted, because the talent's undeniable. We've already seen that. The man can be a starting left tackle, a very good one in the NFL for a long time if he wants to be and if he continues to develop the way he has so far. Look, the Simmons stuff, between that and what Clark Hunt said on Sunday before the game, I still don't feel like they got a firm return to work date.
No, but they're at least talking every week. Yes. It sounds like at first that wasn't happening. So they're like, what is going on? We just got to talk to us here, please. And it sounds like that has been corrected over the last 2 weeks.
I will give it grace in the situation in the sense that if he comes back after the bye, this seems to make sense. If he's still absent after the bye, well, then when am I supposed to assume he's returning? I'm sorry, the week-to-week stuff doesn't fly at that. It would have been four full games that he missed. After this one, he'll have missed four full games. Had a then bye week, so five full weeks. If he can't return by then, well, then the amount of time, and this is the other part, the amount of time he would have missed, and then the amount of time it would take him
to ramp up
and get back to speed, because he's obviously not practicing. He's probably not in game shape and some of the stuff that you would expect for a guy that would miss 5 or 6 weeks. So the ramp up time, in addition to the weeks he'd miss gold, that would just make Jalen Moore the starter the rest of the year. And do I have some concerns over Jalen Moore the starter the rest of the year? Sure, a little. For the first time all season, he showed a crack. Now, it was mostly in the first drive, a little bit in the third drive where he struggled. He wasn't nearly as good as he had been in the previous weeks. Didn't cost him the game. Certainly didn't blow every rep. But he had a couple times where he got beat. And they're going to face Nick Benito in a couple of weeks. And that's a real challenge. They got some real good edge guys coming to town over the next month and a half. So, like, there's going to be there. And this goes to any backup. This is not more related or even a crack on him. I mentioned this to Drew with Jake Browning when he was citing like the seven games he had played. It is easy to look good in a small sample size as a player who is traditionally a backup. It is hard to look good over the long term if everybody knows your moves, everybody's got tape on you, everybody's seen you a million times. And so do I have some concern that Jalen Moore will show some warts throughout the season? Yeah, a little bit.
Well, so the opponent they just faced, the Commanders, that was not the defensive front to get your answer if a team could take advantage of, in this case, Mike Caliendo and Jalen Moore playing. Now, we'll find out from Andy a little bit more here at 11:45, guys, about Trey Smith and if he's going to be available on Sunday in Buffalo or if this back issue is going to really linger and they're going to give him another week and buy another week with the bye week and all that and really get him fully good on the back. And I'm not saying that's the worst idea either, as much as we all want to see him play on Sunday, talking about Trey Smith. But I guess what I'm saying is the Commanders were not the team that was going to take advantage of the potential inefficiencies
the
on
Broncos
your O-line.
Are.
The Broncos will. The Bills, to a certain extent, although losing Ed Oliver changes my opinion on that a little bit too.
Yeah,
like, I actually feel like whether it's, you know, Jalen Moore and Caliendo again, we know it'll be more, but if Caliendo has to play, I don't think the Bills are necessarily a defensive front to take advantage of it either.
And we'll get our first view of that today as practice reports and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes will talk at 11:45. We'll probably get our first taste of where Trey Smith is outside of that. Denver leads the league in the NFL, 4.5 sacks a game. They are almost a full sack better.
They have like 37 sacks.
They are almost a full sack better than the next closest team, the Rams. And this is where I still think it's interesting. Even if Simmons is back with the team, I don't expect him to start the game against Denver, though I do think he could be a break glass in case of emergency if it was going poorly for Jalen Moore and things were going south. And if you're going to ask yourself Buffalo, they are currently fifth in the NFL in sacks per game, so you've certainly been pretty good in that category. They just lost their top sack guy, so maybe league average? You know, maybe that's what they are right now. They got a couple of guys, as Ross mentioned, off suspension, so maybe they're a league average sack team. Maybe after the loss of Ed Oliver, I'd argue they're probably a little bit below that, but at least somewhere in that range. Yeah, it is a serious thing. It's the only thing to watch, genuinely, on offense the next couple of weeks. Because I could say, like, well, Pacheco's missing. Is that going to have a massive impact on their offensive ability? I don't know. Probably not. But can a left tackle starting to struggle a little bit? Sure, especially if Trey Smith misses any more time.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.